Check your map and wipe your feet at the door, because this week's discovery heats things up in classic homes with a would-be couple. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Workplace romances can be tricky to maneuver for all kinds of reasons, but in the short romance Playing House by author Ruby Lang, a potential romance between colleagues becomes even more complicated when one of them is looking for a job and the other could end up being his new boss. The story finds Oliver Huang reconnecting with longtime acquaintance Fei Lu in the most unexpected of ways. During a historic home tour, Fei races up to greet Oliver with a kiss in order to escape another man's unwanted advances. As they end up spending the day wandering through homes together, pretending to be a couple, they find that they actually enjoy each other's company. But their budding relationship puts Oliver in a difficult place because he's applied for a job with Fei's firm, and he doesn't know how to bring it up. As the would-be couple explores their possible relationship, Playing House introduces a world that most readers have probably never even thought about, the world of city planners. Oliver and Fei spend much of their relationship posing as a couple while exploring beautiful houses and talking about the communities. The discussions don't go too in-depth about their chosen field, but if you've ever gone to a Parade of Homes event or stopped by an open house for fun, you'll understand the appeal. The story, meanwhile, isn't especially new or surprising. After a quirky meeting, the couple jumps into a promising relationship that quickly turns passionate. But while one struggles with emotional baggage, the other struggles with the fact that he's not telling the whole truth. It's no question where their story is going. And in such a short book, it has to do so without a whole lot of development. But with its charming historic settings, likable characters, and its occasional steamy moments, it's a light, quick, and enjoyable read. But is it worth touring homes with these coupling colleagues? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you enjoy steamy romance novels and watching HGTV, Playing House is a worthwhile pick for a lazy afternoon. And this new series seems to promise more romance and old homes to come. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Playing House by Ruby Lang is 89 house hunting pages long and is available from Carina Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.